Hello, my love, and welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. I'm so grateful to have you here truly today. And just want you to take a moment to honor what a badass you are. Like, you press play on this podcast episode either to distract you from doing the dishes, which I am so here for, or putting away the laundry. That's what I do when I'm doing those things. Or because you know that it's time for an upgrade when it comes to your relationship with money. And that makes you a badass. Like, I just want you to honor yourself right now and the fact that you are paying attention to that in your life. The fact that you know that you want more and that you know that you can create more. And I'm just honored that you're here and that you're showing up for yourself and that I get to be a tiny part of that journey in whatever way that looks for you today. So let's talk about your relationship with money for real. Let's really get into it on this podcast episode today. So I just want you to imagine this for a moment. The partner of your dreams. Oh, like total dreamy vibes knocks on your front door. And they show up with flowers, your favorite flowers. They show up with some delicious, high-end, decadent chocolates. They have a balloon that says, I love you. They have a smile on their face. They want to spend some time adoring you and just being in your presence. And you shut the door in their face. And you tell them, do better next time. Or, that's not my favorite box of chocolates. Or, you're still not enough. That's not enough. You're not doing enough. Oof, kind of harsh, right? Well, one, I don't think that you're going to make that person feel very good about the action that they took or the way that they showed up for you. They're probably going to want to turn and run in the opposite direction, I would hope. And they're probably going to think twice about ever showing up like that in the same way again, right? Nobody wants to be in a relationship like that, where they're made to feel like they're not worthy, or where they're pushed away, or where somebody plays hot and cold, or somebody tells them the ways in which that they're not good enough. Nobody wants to be in a relationship with somebody that says that they want to be around them and has maybe even a needy energy around them, but then their actions speak differently. And yet, I bet that there are elements of what I described that you are currently showing to money, because you are in a relationship with money. And the way that you show up for that relationship with money is absolutely going to dictate the way that money shows up for you. And sometimes we actually have to personify it and look at it in this way for you to start having that aha moment and that realization, like, oh, damn, oh, gosh, I'm not being the most supportive, loving partner for money, and yet I'm begging it to show up in a bigger capacity in my life. Well, my question would be is, two questions, actually. If money was your lover right now, if money was your lover, how would it describe the way that you currently make it feel? And are your actions actually showing money that it's safe to show up in your life in a bigger capacity? And this is not to beat yourself up or to make yourself wrong. This is just simply to bring awareness to it and to say that you get to do the healing. You get to do the relationship healing when it comes to money, and that it is absolutely possible to break free from these patterns and these habits and these ways of thinking. And that when you do, and when you start taking conscious, loving, supportive action towards money, towards your relationship with money, starting even today, then you will notice how it starts showing up for you differently, how it starts showing up in unexpected ways, how it starts feeling safe, showing up in your life in bigger ways, how more starts flowing towards you. And most importantly, really, truly, is that taking that action and becoming conscious of how you want to feel in your relationship with money is going to have a direct impact on your nervous system. And that directly impacts so many other areas of your life, other areas that you show up for, whether that's in your business, at home, in your family life, in your relationships. And that is why this work is so, so important, because the relationship you have with money can impact so many other relationships in your life. So in this podcast episode today, I want to give you some supportive tools and some ways that you can really start showing up for money in a much more loving and supportive and nurturing way. So here are 6 steps that you can start taking today to heal your relationship and upgrade your relationship status with money. 1, it's time to start spending regular, loving, quality time with money. I know so many people who come into my world before they start working with me who say that they want to make more money, but they never spend any time with the money that they have because they feel anxiety or fear or inner blocks around actually checking their accounts or managing their accounts. So my invitation for you is start as you mean to go on. Money doesn't think, oh yeah, one day when she's making 6 figures a month, let's say, then and only then, oh yeah, then she's going to suddenly start showing up for me. No. Money's responding to how you're showing up to it today. So my invitation is for you to set regular dates with your money. Yes, dates. Because we want to shift and change the energy that you have around managing your money. And right now, if it makes you feel uncomfortable or anxious to check your bank accounts or manage your finances, then we have to shift the energy that you feel going into that experience. So here's what I do. I literally will light a candle. I will play some relaxing jazz music and I will make it a whole scene because this supports my nervous system in feeling calm and actually enjoying the process instead of making it feel like something that I have to do that feels like hard work. And then I will enjoy going through my accounts, going through my statements, checking everything, maybe going into some spreadsheets, looking at my projections, looking at my goals. And it just changes the energy around it. And I would love for you to start doing this on a regular basis. How would it feel for you to do this weekly or bi-weekly, especially at the beginning of changing or upgrading your relationship status with money? Because taking this action is going to further the results that you have when it comes to your nervous system around money. And it's going to start then becoming more of a habit. And this is something that you're going to have to learn within your nervous system so that you can shift that energy. And so the more that you show up for it, the quicker that that natural response of peace and calm and safety and security will begin. Gorgeous soul, are you craving a deeper level of support when it comes to truly healing your relationship with money for life so you can break free from those hidden money blocks on a deeper subconscious level? It would be an honor to support you, not only with your mindset, but also with creating the most aligned business so you can step into whatever your wealthiest life actually truly looks like for you. This is how I support my one-to-one clients. The next step, if this is something that you're interested in, would just be to simply fill in the application that's available in the show notes, or you can head to my Instagram at @IAmHelenaGrace, where you'll be able to find the link to the application in my bio. Fill that in, and then we can book in a time to chat in more detail to see if this would be the best fit for you and your life and business needs.
But I also wanted to tell you about something that's coming up. So if you want to take this another step further and you're curious to see what money mindset might look like or how this could support you in your life and business, then I'm running a free workshop called How to Become a Money Magnet. I have two live dates that I'm going to be running this workshop so that I give you as many options as I can when it comes to being able to show up live, because the energy inside of this workshop is going to be so powerful, and there's going to be some extra bonuses for those of you that can show up live that I know you're not going to want to miss. So the dates and all of the info are also available in the show notes, or you can pop me a DM on Instagram and I will happily send that directly over to you. It would be a joy to see you live on that workshop or to see your one-to-one application pop into my inbox. I am sending you so much love. Let's get back to the conversation today.
The second upgrade is shifting the way that you speak to money. Because remember, we're personifying money here. You're in a relationship with money. So if you're saying words or affirming things in your relationship that make that other person feel not good enough, feel unworthy, feel bad, feel negatively, that's not going to be a harmonious relationship. So the first step is just becoming aware of the words, the language that you actually use around money. Is it words like, oh, it's not enough, it's still not enough, it's never gonna be enough, I can't afford that, I'm not enough, I'm broke, that's so expensive, I can't do that, I'm stuck? You get the gist. You know what it is that you're saying on repeat when you bring awareness to it. And without making yourself wrong, without putting yourself down, all I want you to do is catch yourself in the moments when you say those things and just ask yourself, what is a more loving and supportive way of phrasing this? Could it be, I trust that more is on its way to me. I trust that there's always more than enough. I'm so grateful for the money that does show up in my life. I'm so grateful for the way that money is supporting me in my life right now. I'm choosing to feel abundant in this moment. I am so loved and so supported. I am so grateful for the ways in which money supports me and loves me. And the more and more you catch yourself and the more and more you shift and reframe and flip that thought, trust me, the more and more that's going to become your natural habit. It is just a habit for me to think that way versus where I was 6 years ago, even when I had to actively work on reframing that. My third tip is using positive reinforcement in your relationship with money, because people want to do more when they are celebrated for the thing that they are doing. Called positive reinforcement. I work way better with positive reinforcement rather than like judgment or being told that I'm not good enough. So when money is showing up in your life, in whatever way that might be, from whatever source that might be coming from, I want you to shower it with gratitude and shower it with appreciation and make it feel truly loved. Like, oh my gosh, money, thank you so much for showing up in my life right now. Thank you so much for coming into my world and allowing me to feel an even deeper level of support from you, an even deeper level of safety. Thanking the source of where that came from, whether it's someone buys your $27 product or somebody buys your $27,000 product, celebrating that. And my fourth tip kind of goes hand in hand with that, is actually being intentional with where you share money. So if you're somebody who finds that they're stuck in kind of the yo-yo pattern of spending whatever they have or spending whatever they receive, so maybe you always end up at the same position at the end of the month, well, we definitely need to work on some of the beliefs around that, because it's probably a subconscious belief that's creating that pattern. But I also invite you to become more intentional about where you're sharing the energy of money. Because some people are just sharing their money without that intention and spending money in a way that actually doesn't feel good. It's kind of like spreading your partner around different social situations and dragging them around places where they don't feel good or they don't feel comfortable. So when you go to spend your money, I invite you to actually be really intentional about it. Like, how does it feel in my body to spend money here? Does it feel good for me? Or does it make me feel uncomfortable? Or does it feel like a waste? So that you can start getting in the habit of reinforcing a positive feeling when you go to give money, when you go to share money. This means that you're not actually diluting the energy that you have in your relationship with money. And my fifth important invitation to upgrade your relationship status with money is actually letting money know that it's safe in your presence. It's safe to be around you. And you can kind of do this two different ways. One way, and the reason I'm sharing this is because a lot of women have the belief that they are a terrible money manager. So they don't feel safe allowing lots of money into their world, into their accounts, because they don't trust themselves and feel like they would know what it is that they want to do with it. So they end up subconsciously pushing more money away. So something that you could start doing is really empowering yourself with understanding finances and understanding how you would like to be as a money manager. This can be free. Like, you could start reading financial books that feel like in alignment with how you want to show up for money. You could start watching YouTube videos on how different people manage their finances. You could just create some kind of rhythm or some kind of structure within your own bank accounts that feels good to you so that you can reinforce the belief, I'm a great money manager. If you want to take it one step further, maybe you do have a consultation with someone to support you with managing your finances. But if you do that, please make sure that number one, they make you feel empowered in that session. Super, super important. And number two, that they're educated when it comes to your type of lifestyle and your type of business. Meaning, if you're a female entrepreneur, make sure that person understands what it's like to have to be an entrepreneur and have a business that maybe has inconsistencies and has a different, you know, it's a different world. So it requires a different level of understanding and awareness. So just that's my little two thoughts on that. But that could be really, really empowering for you as an action step. I remember the first time I hired a CPA instead of just using a free system online, and how empowering that felt for me, and how much that even opened my world to feeling like, hey, it is safe for me to let more money in because there are going to be people here to support me every step of the way. And the other way that you can start allowing money to feel really safe in your presence is through somatic work, is through actually grounding that feeling of safety in your body. So you could do a daily visualization for just a few minutes where you close your eyes and you place your hand on your heart and you just imagine, you know, what color would I give to the energy of safety, to the energy of security? And imagine that color beginning to flow through your body from the top of your head all the way to the tips of your toes. And imagine that every single cell of your being is vibrating with that frequency, with that color, with that safety, and with that security. And then you could imagine sending that color out, sending that energy out, and imagine it filtering through your bank accounts. Imagine it filtering through your business. Imagine it filtering through your clients. Imagine it filtering through your CRM system. All of the places where you want money to feel really safe, really secure. Don't negate the power of visualization and the power of somatic work. Which leads me to my sixth major, major tip when it comes to upgrading your relationship status. Sorry, I said status, but I've been saying status. I get confused sometimes because I am very much a Brit, but I'm very much a Brit who's lived in America for a long time. Status is British, Americans say status. Anyway, tangent. Really important key factor. In fact, one of the most important key factors is doing the inner relationship work. So if you really want to take committed action to transforming your relationship with money, it means healing the subconscious blocks and the subconscious beliefs and the subconscious programming that has been dictating the actions that you've been taking, that's been causing you to repeat the same patterns and to repeat the same habits. Because when you can get to the root of where that programming began or what specifically that belief is, then you can truly heal it and create long-lasting transformational change. So understanding why it hasn't felt safe for lots of money to be in your presence, or what your resistance has been to allowing a lot of money in, or what your block to allowing success into your life is, or what you were taught to believe about money, or what was bad about money, or what wasn't good about money growing up. Understanding what the belief is to reframe for you to take yourself to the next level of abundance in your life so you can smash through your inner glass ceiling and allow yourself to feel safe receiving next level abundance and next level wealth. All of this is possible through the power of subconscious healing work. And if this is something that you're really committed to doing in your life this year, then I have a beautiful opportunity and invitation for you. I'm hosting a free live training this March. In fact, I'm hosting two free live trainings because I don't want you to miss out on getting to show up powerfully live in this session, because you're going to receive so many benefits from getting to be in the energy space of this live with me working directly. So I've got two dates available for you at two different times of day. And in this training, I'm going to support you in understanding how you specifically can become a magnet to money. So we're going to be looking at the money story that's been blocking you from your earning potential. We're going to look at your unique hidden money blocks and how you can release them. I'm going to support you in rewriting your money story for life in order to uplevel every area of your life and business, because it is time. And I'm going to show you how to bring more abundance into your life without the need to hustle harder. And this isn't going to be just sharing some manifestation tools and techniques. This is about really understanding your unique dynamic when it comes to money and what you specifically need to do to take it to the next level. It's going to be juicy. It's going to be powerful. And I would love to have you show up live for that. So head to the link in my show notes where you can reserve whichever time slot feels the best for you when it comes to your schedule. Then head on over to @IAmHelenaGrace on Instagram and let me know if you're joining live. And if for any reason, I don't know, the link in the show notes doesn't work when it comes to registering for the event, not saying it will, but in case, then don't be afraid to pop me a DM or go to the link in my bio on Instagram. I'm sure you'll be able to find it on there. I'm so excited to host this. I've actually never coached this specific live training before. So all of the upgrades that I've been through over the last few months, over the last couple of years, are going to be poured into this. And you're going to walk away with tangible action steps that you can take when it comes to healing your relationship with money on a subconscious level. So come join me. It's going to be powerful. And I'm so excited. But with that all being said, I hope that your takeaway from this episode is that the power is completely in your hands when it comes to transforming your relationship with money and creating the life of wealth that you uniquely desire. The power lies within you, and you can start rewriting that story today. I give you a big, big permission slip to do that. If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button, because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram @girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM, and share your biggest takeaway, because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs, basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance, and have an amazing day.